1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 9:15 is our time. It's time to take a look at what's going on in downtown Holland and other interesting tidbits along the Tulip City and the Lakeshore. Sally Lakatis, the Executive Director of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, member of the Michigan Travel Commission. We do want to get all of the, you know, all the dot the I's and cross the T's there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So
thank
when
you.
She speaks with authority.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, the reason why I wanted to put that title, before we talk about some of the things going on downtown, we'll chat for a little, you know, we'll take this till 9:25 with the Osgood file. We are in day three of the economic situation, the government shutdown. And so before we talk about downtown Holland, we're going to talk about how that might impact not only tourism in the greater Holland area, but also some of the economic impact of the greater Holland area. I know you're concerned with tourism,
sure,
but everything's sort of intertwined on that. And when people are not are kind of wondering about where their next paycheck's going to come from, especially if they're on Social Security, even though it's going to come, you know, uncertainty keeps people's wallets in their pockets,
right,
and not out.
Right, right. And actually, when I leave here, I'm on my way to Grand Rapids to a meeting with a number of people around the state on the governor's conference on tourism. We're in the planning stages of that, which will be held in March. And that typically brings about 1,000 people in to talk about tourism. We have a legislative component to it. So we're in the planning stages of that right now. But you bring up a good point. And one of the things that we just did in our office was actually run some economic impact numbers of tourism, because I think often people maybe see tourism as a redheaded stepchild, or sort of, you know, oh man, there's traffic in town. I can't get into my favorite restaurant. So we decided that we needed to run some numbers and get the word out there. We did a study from the period of April 1 through September 30. So this is very, very current because we're just at October 3. And we calculated it a number of ways. We did the spending on hotel stays. Obviously, my office is funded by the room assessment tax when someone stays in one of our hotels. Using the actual assessment numbers for August through July and estimating August and September, the spending on hotel stays was $17,270,000. The spending by those guests on food, entertainment, gas, and shopping was $25,900,000. So the six-month total spending by hotel visitors only, the people that are sleeping downtown, sleeping out on the highway, was over $43 million. We then did the spending on cottage stays because we work with a cottage management company, Lake Michigan Cottages, that supports the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That spending turned out to be $3,250,000. Spending on B&B stays, approximately $258,000. Spending on camping, $1,200,000. So that total is $4,700,000. And then the spending by those visitors on food, entertainment, gas, shopping, you know, people tend to forget that part of tourism is if you're in town with the family, you stop at Quality, you buy your gas, you run in, you buy a bag of chips, you buy some candy bars, you buy a soda, you buy a cup of coffee. That all has an impact. So total spending by those people, not counting the hotel people, was $11,800,000. Then we put in the day trippers. We calculated that out of a weekend survey that we had done by Michigan State. It's another $8,500,000. Tulip time for 4 days was another million. So the grand total equals $64,566,000. And that has a sales tax value of $3.87 million, which, you know, raises our quality of life, our you know, the wonderful things that we have in this town. So we just want people to understand that, you know, tourism is a really good thing for the city.
That is the numbers of the past.
Correct.
Can you project the future, or, you know, This situation, with the current situation,
sure,
and possibly down the road later this month with the debt ceiling possibly being another debatable situation in Washington, you have to sort of hedge your bets right now?
You know, that's an interesting question. If I had a crystal ball, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm... Well, I still would be doing what I'm doing. Travel patterns are interesting because even when gas spikes, if people have decided they're going to take a trip, they typically take a trip. And especially now that we're going into the fall, Holland is perceived as still a good deal in terms of vacationers. You know, we're 3 hours from Chicago, 3 hours from Detroit. You know, if people are dead set on a getaway weekend, I think in the short term it'll still happen. Now, if this thing drags out, then that's a whole different story. And I'm sure that's one of the things we'll discuss when I go to Grand Rapids shortly.
Sally Larkadis, the executive director of the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's Destination Downtown on 1450 WHTC in the morning. I'm Gary Stevens, 62 degrees in Holland at 921. And let's get away from some of the shop talk and
sure,
talk a little bit about what's going on in the downtown area. Of course, tomorrow night is the big Holland Fire Parade and Safety Night.
Absolutely. And, you know, an evening parade has a lot of potential because while it won't be loud, they won't be blowing their fire sirens, their fire horns. But
Not like the trucks. Exactly.
But there will be lights. You know, they'll be shining their lights, doing lots of
the
fun.
The beacon lights up.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's always exciting. So that's going on. And then, so we would encourage people to come down. That starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And then on, for those, you know, Holland's becoming sort of a mini beer capital with New Holland and our brewing company and the new brewery on the north side. But down at 8th Street Grill for beer aficionados, Shorts out of Grand Rapids is doing a brewing event at the 8th Street Grill. So that might be kind of fun. And then don't forget on Sunday the train show's going on at the Civic Center. Mm. That's always great fun. That's from 10 till 3. That event's been going on for years and years and years. So if you've got some train aficionados or even little kids, you know, that love to see all the trains and watch them go around on the tracks. Mm. And so that's fun coming up. Great. Holland Civic Theater has a great play going on, Welcome to Mitford. Many people have probably read that book. Blue Jasmine is a great Woody Allen movie that's being shown at the Knickerbocker. And, of course, Hope's inauguration of their new president.
That'll be tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, that's part of
Homecoming. Absolutely.
So a lot of things going on. And if people want to know more about what's going on in Holland, how they can do it online?
They can go to holland.org. And they'll find everything right there. Links to the college, links to downtown, just great things to do.
Sally Larkadis, it's been fun. Thanks for telling us about some of the things going on in downtown and also some of the economic impacts of tourism. And we'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful. Thanks, Gary.